coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. If you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. You know, I say that every single week. And, you know, it's really kind of funny. You know, I have that printed out and sitting on my desk here, and I always read it every time I do the show. But today I come out here, and it's missing, and I can't find that sheet anywhere, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't think I have that written down anywhere. And then it occurred to me, wow, I've said that, you know, what, 121 times already? So apparently, I don't need to have it written down. I really, really don't. Folks, welcome to the Home Defense Show. It is great here today. I'm sitting here. I've got my cup of hot chocolate because it's still a little bit chilly here. Supposed to get up into the 30s today, which is certainly refreshing for me and encouraging. But, you know, I got to tell you, that hot chocolate, it will still be hot in segment four. Do you know why? Well, one of my listeners, Teresa from Otsego, gave me a mug warmer. She listens to the show every week, and she presented me with an electric mug warmer. And hey, John Wayne in his cowboy hat, he's sitting right on top of that mug warmer right now. And why am I drinking this hot chocolate? Well, it says right here, man's got to do what a man's got to do. So that hot chocolate will still be warm at the end of the show, thanks wholly to electricity and Teresa from Otsego. So thank you again, Teresa. I appreciate it very, very much. Now, oh man, what is going on? I got so much going on. You know, I think night before last, I was in Lansing at the Lansing Center, and I was there with Denny Gillum, Colonel Denny Gillum, host of Frontlines of Freedom, and we were there to accept an award. I got a trophy. Got a trophy for the best weekend talk show, in our division in the state of Michigan, which was quite an honor. A lot of competition there, but that was fun. A lot of nice free food there, and boy, all the radio and television personalities are there and everything. It's kind of a big deal. Had to wear a suit jacket and all that stuff. That was fun. That was good. And hey, Frontlines of Freedom, you rock. Maybe someday the Home Defense Show could win a podcast award. I should check those out because, you know, if you don't enter, you can't win, right? So I will certainly check that out. All kinds of stuff going on. This past week, I took the Trijicon RMR plunge. I've got my RMR sight on my pistol right now. Listen to this. Oh, yeah. Don't you just love that sound? I love the sound. Obviously, the gun is cleared, because I'm in the studio. But hey, I've got this RMR Trijicon sight, and I took it over to Center Shot Indoor Gun Range indoor last night, and got that baby sighted in. I think it's mostly sighted in. I still need to do a little bit of tweaking, to get it perfect. But hey, I'm on a paper plate at 75 feet every single shot, which is nice. But I think I can probably even do better than that. And I certainly will try. All right, here's my sight. The Trijicon RMR Type 2, 3.25 minute of angle. That's the size of the dot. It's a red dot LED sight, the powered one. I kind of wanted that one. But hey, I got a good price for it. Got it below $500, shipping and everything, which is kind of nice. But it features an automatic brightness mode, which is nice. I can turn the brightness up or down with just little push buttons on the side there. Dependable electronic design, ruggedized battery contacts, and electronics ensure performance and survivability in hard environments. I live in Michigan. By definition, that is a hard environment. Unique patented housing shape, military-grade aluminum alloy. That's important because I'm rough on my toys. I really, really am. The battery automatically adjusts aiming dot to ambient lighting conditions after 16.5 hours. Hey, so far I like it. I like it a lot. The guys over at CenterShot helped me fasten everything up and get the plate on. And I went out and I shot for a little bit. I really, really like it. I've got it on an M&P full frame right now. And boy, this thing is rugged. I mean, you can grab the sight. You could rack the slide right with the sight if you want. You know, one thing I got to warn you, it does take some time and some practice on your presentation. Because, you know, if you're like me and you've got, you know, six figures of practice with iron sights, the presentation is a little bit. Because, you know, when you first pull up, I'm doing it right now, the red dot doesn't always fall down inside the lens. So, you know, I still have to do some fine-tuning on the co-witnessing there. But I tell you, you know, once you get the hang of it, boy, you've got both eyes open every single time. You can see what's going on around you. Tactically, that is definitely sound. And one thing that I'm noticing is when you're moving from one target to another, boy, it's a lot easier to get on target, and after successive shots, you know, the second, third, fourth shots are faster and more accurate. So I'm real excited about that. So I'm going to go out and hit the range when I'm done here with the show. And I think I'm going to do some one-handed shooting. Why? Because I can, and I'm excited about it. All right, put the gun away for now. One more time. Oh, yeah. I just love that. I love that. If you hear a loud bang, someone send help. But hey, put the gun down. All right. Hey, got a book signing coming up. That's going to be over Memorial Day weekend, the Saturday of Memorial Day. We're going to be doing that at CenterShot Indoor Gun Range in Door. This is going to be a triple book signing. I'll have my 13 books, hopefully my newest book, Concealed Carry for Christians, will be out by then. I'm working hard on that. But also two other authors, local celebrity authors that will be there with me. I will announce their names later on, but we are working out the details for that right now. That should be a good time, so check me out there. Today, in celebration of temperatures in the 30s, my son, Cedar, he just turned 13 years old. And what did he want for his birthday? He wanted a Tommy gun. Well, hey, don't we all, right? I mean, I want a Tommy gun as well. This was an airsoft Tommy gun. And boy, I tell you, the rate of fire on that thing is just phenomenal. And he wanted to have an airsoft war with his friends. So he invited four of his friends to come over, and he wants me to be involved, which basically means I'm a target. Okay, I'm an old target out there. So we're going to be out there in the snow, and I'm going to be freezing my butt off. Phoenix is going to be with me. Phoenix is on my team. So I have a 9-year-old on my team, and we've got little semi-automatic airsoft pistols that we're going to be using against Tommy guns. So we'll see what happens. You know, his is like 400 feet per second. You know, mine's like 200 feet per second. And it holds, you know, like 9 rounds. So I think the outcome is probably not in doubt. But we will see. We'll see. Hey, maybe the old man's got a few tricks. Oh, I didn't tell you who we have on the show today. We've got Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. He's on 250-plus stations nationwide. Almost every single day of the week he's on the air. Mark's going to be talking about media, and get ready because he just goes off. He just goes off, you know, like C4 with, you know, debt cord. So, you know, Mark is going to sound off on the media, politics, and the threat of civil war. So we will, and I'm not talking about Venezuela. So that's going to be a good time. Right now, let's go ahead and check out the news. You remember last month, we were talking about the Jamie Kloss kidnapping. And I pulled up this article, I think it's on Fox. Jamie Kloss kidnapper answers nagging questions in stunning letter. Quote, "I don't think like a serial killer," unquote. And that title just intrigued me because, well, how would he know? How do you know what a serial killer thinks unless you're a serial killer? The man accused of kidnapping Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss and brutally murdering her parents told a Wisconsin television station he plans to plead guilty because, and get this is just, you know, precious. He doesn't want Jamie and her surviving family members to worry about a trial. You know, that is just, you know, such a kinder, gentler abduction. Isn't it a kinder, gentler mass murder? It's just, I mean, he broke into these people's house. He saw this, 13-year-old girl one time and then decided, all right, I'm gonna kidnap her, you know, murder her parents and hold her captive for the rest of her life. And he's worried about, you know, her emotions and her feelings at this point. Folks, these people are not like us. You got to understand that. Jake Patterson, 21, of Gordon, was charged in January with two counts of homicide and one count of kidnapping. Even after Jamie's miraculous escape from 3 months of captivity and Patterson's alleged confessions to police, several elements of the story remain puzzling. There's a lot of puzzling elements. You know, it is that way with crazy people, right? In an attempt to solve some of the mysteries, KARE TV reporter Lou Ragusi, I think is how you pronounce that, wrote Patterson, who's being held at Polk County Jail. Patterson responded in a handwritten letter. What did he say? Patterson expressed concern for Kloss and her family several times in the letter. You know, he wasn't expressing concern when he murdered you know, Jamie's mother at close range, or her father, when her father opened the door. He wasn't concerned about Jamie then, when he drug her out of the house, duct taped her, stuck her in the trunk of a car, and then hid her under a bed for 3 months. I don't believe any of this crap. How can you believe a serial killer when they say anything? You know, it's like a politician, right? How do you know they're lying? Because their lips are moving. It's the same with this guy. He's a liar. He's a jerk. He's a terrible, you know, wastoid of a human being. And I'm glad that he's going to plead guilty. He said he's going to plead guilty to spare them pain. Right. And I'm Santa Claus. Yeah, well, good. That'll save the state a lot of money. Put him behind bars where he belongs. I don't know if Wisconsin has a death penalty. But if they do, go for it. You know, maybe he could even, you know, to spare Jamie and her relatives some pain, he could just kill himself. I think that's the way to go on that. You know, I don't want to sound harsh, though, okay? I want to be kind. I want to be gentle. Maybe Mr. Patterson here, can you kindly, gently just shoot yourself, okay? You know, use my gun if you like. All right. Hey, we are out of time here. I just thought I'd get a little upbeat. When we come back, we're going to have Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. He is going to talk about politics, the media, He's going to talk about, you know, potential civil war here in America. It is going to be really, really awesome because, as you know, Mark is, this guy is funny. You know, you just wind him up and let him go, and you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. So Mark is fantastic. We'll be back here in 2 minutes with Mark. In the meantime, go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical, so you can protect your loved ones from the criminal justice system, which can be quite brutal. And then go to elitefirearms.us and check out Larry Jackson and see how he can fit you with your own personal self-defense gun. And then, of course, go to centershotgunrange.com and find out what a really good, excellent gun range we have right here in West Michigan. All right, when we come back, we'll have Mark Walters from Armed American Radio get ready for some fun. This is Skip Coriel and Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us. Would you like to take your tactical and marksmanship training to the next level? If the answer is yes, you need to check out Center Shot Indoor Gun Range just south of Grand Rapids, conveniently located off US 131. Center Shot is one of the most advanced firing ranges in Michigan. Center Shot firing lanes have nearly 100 customizable shooting programs to make you better no matter what your skill level. Our advanced lanes allow a more immersive training experience to enhance your senses. Controlled lighting and target movement mean that you get the best practice and most fun out of Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. Memberships are available for as low as $150. Center Shot also offers a 10% discount to U.S. military veterans. So, no matter what the weather, hot, cold, or in between, Center Shot Indoor Gun Range is always a perfect 70 degrees. This is where I train every week, and so should you. Find out more by going to centershotgunrange.com or call them at 616-371-7468. Stay safe, and I'll see you at Center Shot Indoor Gun Range.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Today I am speaking with, boy, one of my favorite radio buddies in the entire planet, Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Mark, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Always a pleasure, Skip. How are you?
Oh, I am doing great. Did you know that we have rumors of spring up here in the cold and frozen north?
Well, we have rumors of dry skies around here. It's been raining here for 5.5 months. Very bad. We're all sick of it. So don't feel too bad.
Right. I guess you can either live up here and be, you know, frozen with snow, or you can be down there and be chilled with rain.
I'll take the rain. Thanks.
I kind of thought you would, because you've lived in Michigan before. So, you know, you can juxtapose the two.
I did. You know, I lived in Ann Arbor from the time I was 9 years old until the time I was 15. Those are formative years.
Yeah.
Between 9 and 15. A lot of firsts in your life in those
yeah.
years. So I have very fond memories of Ann Arbor. I do. I wasn't a political animal back then. You know, I'm 56 years old, but, politics in America was not near as toxic then
as it is
today. People just lived their lives and nobody got in anybody else's face and everybody was accepted. And There was no 24-hour news, you know, fake news. I say news whenever you hear me say the word news, put air quotes around it, because there's no such thing as news anymore. Journalism in America is dead. It's gone. We will never see it come back again, unfortunately. But, yeah, a lot of firsts. I have fond memories of living back then. And now, you know, Ann Arbor, living in Ann Arbor back then. And now Ann Arbor, of course, is widely regarded as a very, very liberal place in what would otherwise be considered a fairly conservative state.
Yeah. Well, I'd like it to be more conservative, but, you know, we're working in that direction anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mark, you raise a good point there. You know, you talk about 50 years ago, 40 years ago, the political environment wasn't near as toxic. I mean, I can remember my dad sitting down with a cup of coffee, you know, talking about political things all the time. And, you know, 20 minutes later, they might, you know, get a little heated. But at the end, you know, everybody would shake hands and, you know, go out and have a beer together. But it just doesn't seem to be that way anymore. What is happening to our country?
Well, it's a real simple answer to that. I've pinned it for years on one thing, and I blame the mainstream media, period, because that's where everyone gets their quote-unquote information. That's where you see and hear everything. Anything you know that goes on outside of your home, you get and form your opinions based on what is given to you on television screens, comes into you from these stupid phones we all have to carry around, you know, and the internet, okay? And it's what you read, it's what you see, it's what you hear. And in America today, believe it or not, the vast majority of Americans still watch evening news at 6:30 at night. And those evening news are so slighted, so skewed, and so far left, off the rails, they're out of the closet, they don't even fight it anymore. You know, Dan Rather used to tell you were nuts when you called him Dan Rather biased. You'd accuse him of bias. He thought he was being objective. I'll give him that. At least he thought he was being objective. But he would fight that. Not anymore, they don't. Now they're all out of the closet. And when you have a mainstream press that we do today that is pushing a political agenda, and we are in an age of 24/7 news cycles, it is impossible not to have the environment that we have today. You know, I was talking with my dad one time, and we were talking about this environment today being so bad. I said, is it, or is it just that you're being told that bad? And he says, no, it is that bad. He said, I can't even talk to my sister, you know, who, you know, years ago, she was raised a conservative in a conservative house, my aunt was, and her and her husband lost a business a number of years ago, and they began to blame outside forces instead of taking responsibility for themselves, quite frankly. And politics, their politics began to shift left. Everybody should get something for nothing, and it's not my fault, and I didn't deserve this, that type of thing, the politics of victimization. And it's, you know, he said to me, but I go back to the 60s, he said, you know, it was pretty bad then too. And I had to kind of stop him. And I said, no, it wasn't. He said, well, it was, you were just a little crap. You didn't know anything about it. And I said, no, I know about it now. And I'll tell you why it wasn't as bad as it is today, because imagine what would have happened in the 60s if you had added the 24-hour news cycle that we have today, the internet hatred, in this social media garbage that we have today. Imagine if everybody in the 60s, every hippie and whatever else you want to call them, was walking around with an iPhone in their pocket in the 60s. Imagine what would have happened. He said, you're right about that. It would have been far worse than it was. And that's where we are today. And unfortunately, Skip, it's never going to go away. It's here. It's upon us. It's not ever going to go away. The genie's out of the bottle. It will never be put back in. We are going to have to learn to deal with it. And I can tell you with certainty that, you know, the country cannot continue down this path. It can't. One side is going to have to dominate and win. Otherwise, the country will destroy itself. It will implode. It can't continue like this. Yeah. The laws of physics tell us that a balloon can only hold so much helium before it explodes. And we're getting to that point in America right now. Because I'll sit here and tell you, you think I wouldn't move to New York State. I wouldn't take a job transfer to New York State. I wouldn't transfer to New Jersey, would you? I wouldn't live in California. Hell, I don't even want to go to California and spend my money on vacation. California's a beautiful state. I don't want to go there. I don't even want to go to California, let alone live there.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell us about the state of our politics today? That's how bad it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it really is, Mark. You know, and I remember when, you know, Barack Obama was first elected. Everyone's talking about, revolution. You know, the pro-gun people were speculating, gosh, is there going to be a civil war? And, you know, there never was. I mean, we just tend to suck it up and, you know, take it on the chin and fight back when we can. But, you know, if this is never going to go away, and if one side has to win, what does that look like? What kind of battle are we talking about?
Well, I think it's multi-pronged. I don't think we're talking about a, you know, eruption of battles like Antietam and Gettysburg in America. I would like to think that we're past that in this country, although it's possible that that could happen. There's no question. If we think that it can't happen, it generally tends to repeat itself. That's, you know, history repeats itself. But I think that the battle itself is more of a cultural war that's being fought right now. And I don't know really the answer to that question, but I know that we have to, that the outcome has to be determined. It has to be, and hopefully the Constitution continues to do its job. Hence why we have Donald Trump in the White House, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a great example of the culture war that we're fighting right now. You know, when you go, you mentioned Barack Obama. Oh, I couldn't stand Barack Obama's politics. Hated his politics. Not the person, the politics.
Yeah.
But people's ideas are now shifting. Social media today isn't what it was back then, or I should say it wasn't back then what it is today. The divide and the hatred. Here's my advice to listeners. If you don't have to be on Twitter for job, don't.
Yeah.
Don't even go. It's filled with hate and rage and anger, and you know, and this type of stuff is fostering a terrible divide in the country right now. That we use that word toxic, and there's no question that it is toxic. But we have, I think, the cultural battle is shaping up in such a way that we can win it at the ballot box. I believe that. Let me explain what I mean. The left is so far left now out of the closet. That was the seed that was planted by Barack Obama. You knew that. I knew that. We all knew he was a socialist. We called him a socialist when he was, you know, 10 years ago when he was first elected. I told you, I told my audience that he was a socialist, and I stuck with that throughout his entire tenure. And I was right. Now you have the left germinating and growing. The seed is now born, you know, born fruit, as if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see the left so far out, so far left.
I know.
That they literally are telling you now what they want to do relative to socialism.
Yeah.
In this country. Now, you and I knew that years ago. Much like the news media back in the 60s and 70s, we knew that it was liberal. But we had a tough time pinpointing it because they always seemed to get us. Well, there's an objective story. You know, they were able to skate. But we knew they were liberal. And as years went by, they became so comfortable in their skin, they began to believe their own hype and outed themselves as the progressive wing of the Democratic Party that they are. And now when you put social media in there, think about this. You got guys like Jim Acosta. I mean, what a bonehead this guy is. Talking about journalism and objective journalism. This guy, read his Twitter feed sometime. Soledad O'Brien, read her Twitter feed sometime.
Yeah.
You know, it is leftists. It's all attacks against Trump and Republicans. They're out. I mean, they're literally out of the closet. And this guy's a supposed reporter for CNN, which is supposed to be a news outfit. We all know it's not. So when you, because it's all opinion. So now that they're out, this election cycle is, I don't think we've had this distinct of a difference between the two parties ever. There's always been some type of blur. There's always been some overlap. Not anymore, brother.
Yeah.
Not anymore. You're going to elect the Democrat Party right now. Every single one of these candidates is going to try to outlast each other on the way to the nomination. The more that get into the mix, the farther left they're going to go to play to their base. Why do they think that America will fall for socialism? Because they're seeing it on the news media all day long. They're actually believing their own hype that they've generated. They're living in the bubble that they've created. Meanwhile, I can promise you there's no farmer in Kansas that wakes up, comes out of goes to work in the fields all day, comes back in tired and hungry, and sits down and says to his wife, "Honey, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about my toxic masculinity. I was wondering if we might be able to have that discussion."
And yeah,
there's no wife out there that wants to discuss, and she's not going to say, "Well, okay, we'll talk about your toxic masculinity, but before we do that, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about some transgender issues that I have. You know, I'm pregnant. We've got some gender identity things we need to talk about.
Yeah.
For our child. So none of that happens in the real world. It only happens when five pundits sit down on a television show called The Five on Fox or Outnumbered. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm picking on Fox as well. They're all the same. They're all guilty. Yeah. Because you'll sit and you'll watch a news program and you'll hear them say something like, well, today we're going to talk about the national conversation of transgender. You know, there's no national conversation. The only people conversing about it are you.
I know.
The problem is 30 million people are watching that crap.
Yeah.
And too many people think, wow, maybe there is a national conversation. No, there's not. They're making this crap up as they go along under the guise of news. Mm-hmm. And that's the danger that we face. So to get back to the point about the election, and because it's so distinct, you got the left that's so far left and all trying to out-duke left each other on the way to the nomination that Trump's going to be able – you're going to look at Trump and you're going to look at them and you're going to say the election is now capitalism and our way of life or this crap over here, and you're going to give 70% of your income for some train that doesn't exist because, you see, socialism is great until you run out of everybody else's money.
Yeah.
And America's not a socialist nation, and I believe that America would fight wars. You know, we're preparing to send troops to Venezuela. Don't think we're not because of the collapse of socialism there. So I think it can be won. That's a very long-winded way of saying I think it can be won at the ballot box when the other side stops lying and just comes out and says what they want to do.
Yeah.
Then the ballot box will win instead of this lie that, well, we're not trying to take your guns away. As they file a bill, and five Democrats in Hawaii just last week file a resolution in the State House asking Congress to repeal the Second Amendment. But nobody's trying to take away your guns. Okay? So if the lies stop.
Yep. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. We're speaking rather animately and excitedly with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. And as always, Mark, you are nailing it. You are driving good points home. You know, I really want to believe that we can win this at the ballot box. One thing that I hear time and time again, over and over and over again, from gun owners is, you know, gosh, you know, I don't like Trump. You know, I'm glad he's there because he's doing what he said he would do. But it's like there's always a qualified approval of Donald Trump.
And all right, well, then here's how you answer that. Would you have preferred Hillary Clinton?
Those were the only two choices, as I recall.
Well, that's because that's your option. So here's what you need to do. Shut up and get on the train or it's going to leave you at the station. That's where we're at in America today. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you got a lot of issue. The gun, you know, boy, our side, we tend to eat our own a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
You know, we have a lot of the no compromise people who fail to understand, okay, that politics requires compromise. Not compromising your values, not compromising away our rights and our freedoms, but in how we have to get there. Sometimes we have to accept this in order to get that, or we're not going to get anything. I can name you pro-gun, no-compromise groups, local ones, at the state level around the country, who are so no-compromise and have so many people jacked up and so no-compromise that they've never passed a bill in their state ever in years. So where are you getting it here? Okay? So, and when I say you don't compromise your rights away, for example, in order to get a bill, for example, campus carry. In Georgia, we had campus carry eventually signed. It hit the governor's desk, Governor Deal's desk, and he vetoed it. Because he had to play politics to get reelected.
Yeah.
And whether you like that or not, it's just the way it is. Don't shoot me the messenger. I'm just telling you that's the way it is. He wants to get reelected. He's the governor. That's what he's going to do. Unfortunately, he was pro-gun. Unfortunately, he vetoed that legislation because he capitulated on a daycare section of the bill. Mm-hmm. So the compromise was we're not going to give up campus carry, but we'll make sure that we're the ones that define what a daycare is so that not every building on campus can claim they had a daycare in it and nobody could carry their guns. Mm-hmm. So we defined the following year and fixed it in the definition – and made sure that that wasn't able to happen. And he signed the bill. We had to compromise in that respect. We didn't compromise our values. We didn't give anything up. The original bill had, you know, it was just the definition that we had to fix. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do the following year? You go back and you try to fix that. And you make gain after gain after gain. And the prime example that I can use is where I am in the state of Georgia now, is when I first moved here, it's been 15 years. I can't believe that. It's been that long. But it's been 15 years. When I first moved here, Florida was light years ahead of Georgia as far as its gun laws were concerned. Proudly, Florida wore the moniker of the Gunshine State. Oh, unfortunately, Florida can no longer call itself the Gunshine State.
Yeah.
In the 15 years I've been here, Georgia has advanced our rights in this state. I will never live long enough to see Florida catch us if they even bother trying at this stage of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we moved bill after bill after bill after bill after bill forward. We never took a step back. We just advanced the bill. We just advanced the ball forward. We might not get there as fast as we'd like to, but that's how you work. It's unfortunate, but that's the way the game is played.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Mark, we're about out of time for this segment. But, you know, I want to hold you over for the next segment here. And what I want to talk about specifically is I want to get your opinion on what's going to happen over the next couple of years before the next election, red flag laws, things like that. Just things that maybe gun owners should be watching for so they don't surprise us when they get here. So we'll take a 2-minute break here. While you're away, go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and elitefirearms.us, and then also go to Center Shot Indoor Gun Range and check them out. When we come back, we'll be speaking more with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Phoenix Coriel, the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and protect your family now.
Would you like to take your tactical and marksmanship training to the next level? If the answer is yes, you need to check out Center Shot Indoor Gun Range just south of Grand Rapids, conveniently located off US 131. Center Shot is one of the most advanced firing ranges in Michigan. Center Shot firing lanes have nearly 100 customizable shooting programs to make you better no matter what your skill level. Our advanced lanes allow a more immersive training experience to enhance your senses. Controlled lighting and target movement mean that you get the best practice and most fun out of Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. Memberships are available for as low as $150. Center Shot also offers a 10% discount to U.S. military veterans. So, no matter what the weather, hot, cold, or in between, Center Shot Indoor Gun Range is always a perfect 70 degrees. This is where I train every week, and so should you. Find out more by going to CenterShotGunRange.com or call them at 616-371-7468. Stay safe, and I'll see you at Center Shot Indoor Gun Range.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. We are speaking with Mark Walters, the host of the famed and memorable Armed American Radio. Mark, oh boy, it's been great talking to you. We're going to talk some more. Mark, I want to get your opinion on what do you think over the next couple of years are really the greatest threats to the Second Amendment in the United States?
Us, ourselves. We have to look at ourselves. There's a quick, easy answer to that. When people say, I hear this question all the time, my God, how did we get here today? How did we get to a point in America where some dopey dimwit like Ocasio Cortez gets elected?
Yeah.
And tells the whole world, this dopey 29-year-old, if I was one of her economics professors, I'd be hiding under a brick right now. I wouldn't want anybody to know that I taught this woman economics, because this is probably conceivably the stupidest person that I've ever seen elected to Congress in my lifetime, mm-hmm. with some of these dopey comments. But how did we get here? It's easy. We allowed it to happen, Skip.
Yeah.
Conservative gun-owning Americans allowed this to happen. We didn't put the brakes on it when we knew it was happening. Earlier in the segment, you let me go off on the media, which I love to do. They're my favorite whipping post. Okay, I love to beat them up, because it's true. What I'm telling you is absolutely 100% correct about the media. And at some point in time down the road, when this chapter is eventually written and the book is closed, and someday it will, people will look back and say, man, that guy was right. it's that terrible flow of that 24/7 that's killing us. But we allowed it. We didn't put the brakes on it. We didn't put the skids on it. Much like we sat there and went, man, I don't think they're objective. Or, wait, how come they didn't tell us that? Or, oh, that can't be. There's another side. We didn't put our foot down and call the university and say, hey, listen, I'm taking my freaking money from you unless you quit touching or telling my daughter this crap you're teaching them.
Yeah.
I'm not sending her back. I'm taking my tuition money, and enough of us didn't do that. And enough of us didn't pick the phone up and call CBS and go, hey, man, you left a part of that story out. Why'd you do that? We didn't call them and tell them that. We've lost Hollywood. Hollywood used to be extremely conservative. In my lifetime, I was born in 1962.
Yeah.
Hollywood didn't go off the rails and become what it is today until really into the late 60s and 70s. Don't believe me? Think Marilyn Monroe's skirt blowing up over a grate.
Mm-hmm.
Think all the old Western movies. Think of the fact they wouldn't show any skin or a leg. Okay, back in the day. Think about how conservative Hollywood was at that time. We've lost that. You know why? Because the more seedier Hollywood got, we continued to buy and go see the movies.
Yeah.
We didn't call that. We didn't walk with our pocketbook. Okay? And when politics got as bad as it is, we didn't put the skids on it. We allowed Republicans. We continued to elect George Bushes. We continued to elect moderates. We never held them accountable. And we've allowed Washington to turn into a place where a broke boxer by the name of Harry Reid can go to Congress and years later come out with a lifelong six-figure pension, paid-for health care, the best in the world on our dime, and a multi-millionaire land baron on a congressional salary. And you got to ask yourself, how in the hell does that happen? We've allowed it to happen, and that's why we're where we are today. We have to take responsibility, brother.
Yeah. I know it. And I think a lot of it is politics has become so dirty that people, they don't want to get down there in the muck and the mire and get themselves dirty. But how do you change people's minds?
I don't know. I don't think you can. Yeah.
Did Mark Walters just say, I don't know?
Yeah.
Normally you know.
I truly don't. I mean, it's a very frustrating thing. If I had the answer to that, I probably wouldn't have a talk show on 250 stations, you know?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have anything to talk about. If I had the answer to that, I don't know. It's much like asking the question, how is this all going to end?
Yeah.
I'm hopeful it ends at the ballot box, and I believe it will, for the reasons that I said in the first segment, but could it go the other way? Yeah. Denying that is like denying you could be a victim of an armed robbery the next time you go to Walmart.
Yeah.
You live in denial, and denial will kill you. You have to be aware. You cannot refuse to accept the situation is what I tell my listeners. Okay? Just thinking, wishing that credit card bill away isn't going to make it go away. It's still going to be there in the mailbox. You can't throw it away, and you cannot refuse to accept the situation. If we accept that that could happen, that's how we avoid it. And that's how we, just like, much like avoiding being a victim of a violent crime. As long as we're walking around looking like we're not a victim, the perp's probably generally going to go somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
And if they do happen to pick one of us, well, we're going to fight back and probably win with a firearm, or at least have a fighting chance, give them something they didn't expect, right? So, but if we don't do that, then we lose every time. And we can become a victim of a violent crime, and the worst that we want, that we don't want for our country, could actually happen. So I think as long as we're aware of it, and as long as we continue to vote and get the word out, we'll be okay. But we face some daunting odds, man.
Yeah,
it's an uphill
struggle. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, the thing is, if you refuse to fight, then you'll always lose. I mean, that's just a given. And you know, it's just so. Well, I guess the one ray of sunshine, and you tell me if I'm just totally crazy, is that I like seeing the left coming out the way they're coming out right now, saying the most bizarre, crazy things.
Of course.
It's like the moment of truth for America is that, okay, you see, I told you, look at what these people are saying.
Right.
But what happens if we know exactly who they are, what they stand for, what they're going to do, and we elect them anyways? What does that say about America?
Well, look what happened to the House of Representatives in 2018, okay? You look, but all politics is local. The House races are local races. That is not a national election. You have individual districts, and those districts are being fought. You can look at what happened to the state of Georgia with Stacey Abrams. What a joke. The rising star of the Democrat Party. They call her that today. She's a loser. Only the Democrats would call their losers rising stars. Okay? Mm-hmm. But what they're doing is they're continuing to prop her up. Now, she lost by 50,000+ votes. That's a lot of votes. Even cheating and trying to cheat, she couldn't find enough votes to trigger another recount. She couldn't. Yet the Democrats are down here just flat out lying about the whole thing. She's still on race. She's refused to concede. So the next time you hear them talk about Trump not conceding in 2020 if he loses, the only thing you need to know is the only people so far who have not conceded elections are Democrats today, like Al Gore and Stacey Abrams. Okay, but politics is local. The House, that's a different deal. You have to go into those individual districts. So the House will flip and the Senate will flip forever. You know, the Democrats are cutting their own necks, I believe, for the White House. This is not a socialist country, and Americans work too hard. And I'll tell you something. You know who knows that better than anybody? Legal immigrants that come to this country and work their asses off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You think they want something for free? Absolutely not. They came here to work their asses off, which is why they're successful. Those people are going to leave the Democrat Party. Those people are going to pound, walk away. There's no such thing as hashtag in my book. That's made up by some little goofy billionaire that created some stupid social network. And so the lady on the phone says, press the hashtag sign instead of the pound sign. It's pound in my book, brother.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Mark, I hope you're right. And last time I doubted you, you know, you turned out to be right anyway. So I am optimistic, you know, for the future. I think we just need to get more bold than we've ever been. We need to be more involved. Ordinary people. You mentioned Kansas, right?
Right.
My wife's relatives are in Kansas. And, you know, they're wheat farmers. And you're right. They don't sit around and talk about, you know, all these far-off liberal stuff. It's just not even on the radar.
Now, most Americans don't. Most Americans work their tails off. They come home. They eat. They catch a little bit of news. They know what they're watching. Most Americans are in tune with this stuff. The problem is when you can turn on a television all day and get a dose of this garbage all day long. Here, let me put it in perspective for you in one quick sentence. When you hear someone on TV masquerading as a news station and the first words out of their mouths are, well, I think you're not getting news. You're getting that idiot's opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't care what he thinks. I want to know what Trump said. That's news. Donald Trump said today, I've been in Vietnam longer than Da Nang Dick. How is Connecticut anyway? That's news. Not what the person thinks about what he heard Donald Trump say. That's opinion. So, again, when you hear one of these idiot pundits on TV, I don't care what channel you're watching, start their sentence off with, well, I think. or the American people think, really? I didn't know that that girl in the short skirt knew. How does she know what all the American people think? And here's something else while I'm going to go on a roll. Don't be afraid of when you hear these stupid polls. 58% of Americans do this. Dude, they didn't interview 58% of Americans. Down at the bottom in the fine print, it says 600 people were polled, plus or minus 3.1%. They interviewed 600 people, dude. Go interview 600 other people. You're going to get a totally different result. Don't believe me? Look who's sitting in the White House. Okay, I'll rep.
That's true.
Okay,
He's not supposed to be there.
Of course he's not. Every poll said he wasn't going to be there. They didn't fix the polls.
So
come to the realization that polls are fake.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's certainly they have an agenda when they write the questions, and then when they decide who they're going to survey, it's all contrived. So, yeah,
well,
you're
what
absolutely
I'm telling
right
you
on that.
This is a country of 320. I'm going a step further. And I've probably got some statistician out there listening right now going, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, I'll prove to you that I know what I'm talking about. This is a country of 320 million people. I don't care if they interview 15,000. That does not give a sampling of 320 million people. Now let's break it down and say, okay, well, there's 150 million voters. Okay, 15,000 people does not give a sampling of what 150 million voters think. Don't believe me? Again, who's in the White House, Mr. Pollster? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but interviewing 1,000 people by telephone at random is not – you've got to get past this thought when you hear somebody say – because it sounds definitive. Well, 68% of Americans think this. Really? Wow. I didn't get asked that.
Yeah, well, it's scary when you hear all these polls. You know, if you listen to all the polls, it's like listening to Chicken Little. You know, the sky is falling.
Who's in the White House, brothers? The only thing you have to ask yourself is who's in the White
House? Absolutely.
And as long as the left continues to try to out-left themselves, he's going to be in the White House for another 4 years. Now, here's the thing that frightens me. You see how off the chain they are today.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what happens when he wins again.
Oh,
it's not us that you have to be afraid of. It's the lunatic fringe left who is so crazed now. What are they capable of for another 4 Trump years? I don't know what we're going to see.
Are they going to get violent?
Well, I mean, they already have. You look at college campuses around the country, Berkeley and others. Portland is on fire. Downtown Portland is so vengeful and so hateful about what I don't know. I guess they're angry about black unemployment being at the lowest in history. I guess they're I guess they're angry about getting more money in their paychecks. I guess they're angry about the gross domestic product being up 3 percentage points on average, month after month after month, our growth is fantastic. I guess they're angry about those things. I guess they're angry about Hispanic unemployment being the lowest ever. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it's illogical. This deep hatred that they have is simply because there was no way Hillary Clinton was going to lose the election.
Mm-hmm.
She lost, and here's how bad she is. She lost a rigged election, for crying out loud. All right.
Yes.
I mean, the country couldn't have stood another four. Couldn't have stood 4 years with her. And I really, truly believe that Trump is divine intervention. I truly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Bannon said that on my radio broadcast, and I am absolutely 100% in agreement with it.
Yeah.
That in fact, when Bannon said that he is absolutely correct.
Well, I really think there is a spiritual aspect to this. I really, really do. Because just everything seems to be coming to a head right now. So I think there's a moral aspect, there's a spiritual aspect, all of that. And, as usual, I pretty much agree with everything that you've said, Mark. Unfortunately, we are out of time.
We never got to talk about what we wanted.
We didn't, but you're always going to be on again. That's a given.
Well, hey, let me correct something. I said Scott Bannon. It's Steve Bannon, by the way. I think I said Scott. If I did, I apologize. But, I'm good. You let me know, and I'm happy to join you at any time.
All right. That sounds great. But, Mark, before you go, tell us about Armed American Radio. How can people find out about all things Mark Walters?
At AAR Mark on Twitter, at AAR MARK on Twitter, facebook.com/Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, my public page, and Armed American Radio com. You'll find me everywhere, 250 radio stations. And I got to apologize. The list, the drop-down list is not current. It's hard to keep up. The growth has been so fast, but you'll get a big idea of where we're at there, where you can listen.
All right. That is awesome. That's armedamericanradio.com. Mark Walters. Well, Mark, thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show today.
I appreciate it very much. An honor.
Okay. All right, folks. While we got a 2-minute break here, go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical, and then elitefirearms.us, and then check out our newest sponsor, Center Shot Indoor Gun Range over there in Door, Michigan. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do we have this week?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, coming prepared to rob the place and do harm, an armed burglar entered a Pittsburgh home after climbing the roof of a rear porch. Armed with a rifle, the man then entered the second floor of the residence, where he was greeted by the homeowner, who had left his bedroom armed with a handgun. The resident fired one shot at the home invader, who died from his injuries. Authorities said that no charges are going to be filed against the armed citizen.
Thanks, Colonel. There are a few unusual aspects about this story. First, only 25% of home invasions occur via the second floor. Most burglars prefer the easy route. That is, they enter a first-floor window or door and seldom go out of their way to do any climbing. Second, in this scenario, the burglar climbed onto a roof while carrying a rifle. This is very unusual, so we might assume that either this criminal was highly motivated or under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Whenever I read stories like this, I always wonder what the backstory is. Did the homeowner know the burglar? Was he going there to murder or to steal or both? I did an internet search but couldn't find any more information beyond what the colonel read to us. So that leaves us to fill in the blanks on our own. But here's what I do know. One, a rifle packs a lot more punch than a handgun, so the homeowner was already behind the eight ball on this one. Pistols are severely underpowered for personal protection, but they are compact and easily carried, so that's what people use most often. Bottom line is this, the number one rule to a gunfight is bring a gun. And two, over 200 years of studying gunfighting has taught us that the first person to score a critical hit wins the gunfight. And a critical hit is defined as any hit to the central nervous system or a major organ. You have to take away something the burglar needs in order to stop his attack. Examples would be blood, oxygen, and eyesight. And three, marksmanship is more important than firepower.
That's why snipers have the motto, one shot, one kill. And that's exactly what this homeowner was able to do. 85% of gunshot victims survive. So this homeowner must have made an excellent shot, or else responding EMTs would have been able to save the burglar. Bottom line, this homeowner had the proper warrior mindset, he had the right tool for the job, and he knew how to use his gun. All of this, combined, suggests that he had some good training to back up his attitude. Front Lines of Freedom salutes this man for a job well done in protecting his home and his community.
Indeed.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Mark Walters, the man of the hour. You know, you just got to be entertained. Every time he opens up his mouth, I laugh or I smile or it's thought-provoking, all of those things. And, you know, hey, write me. Tell me what you think. SkipCoriel@Hotmail.com. SkipCoriel@Hotmail.com. What do you think? Civil war. Is it possible? Could it happen here in America? Not Venezuela, but right here in River City. We'll find out. All right. Hey, check this out here. Hear that sound? Oh, yeah. That's hot chocolate. It's not cold chocolate. It's hot chocolate. Let's check this out. Yeah, it's really hot. Oh, thank you again, Teresa, from Otsego, Michigan. And, as usual, check this out. Oh, yeah. Gosh, I love that. I am going to go out and practice with my RMR 2 red dot sight. Man, isn't that incredible? I just love it. All right, I'm working on lots of stuff for you guys. I'm still working on getting Ted Nugent here. We've already booked him on Front Lines of Freedom. So I think in about 2 weeks, he's going to be on Front Lines of Freedom. A 30-minute interview. That is going to be good. You never know what Ted's going to say or how he's going to say it. Hopefully the FCC isn't listening when he's on the show. Who knows? But that'll be good. I'm working on getting him on the Home Defense Show as well. And boy, Mark and I never got around to talking about red flag laws, so I will get with someone this week because I think that probably is the next imminent threat all over the country, but also right here in Michigan. I think that's where the anti-gunners are going to attack next. Red flag laws. Basically, you know, a member of your family, your neighbor, someone that you know in passing, you make them angry. They could turn you in, and the police can come and take your guns with no due process. I want to talk about that because I think it's a place where we need to draw a line in the sand. There's already 8 states that have it, and we need to be careful. But I've got an open mind. I want things to be safe, but I want them to be free as well. So I'll dig somebody up, and we'll somebody good. And we'll have them on to talk about red flag laws. And now I am off to fight the airsoft wars on our 20-acre parcel of swamp, woods, and plains. Hopefully I survive. It's probably more likely that I, die of exposure than anything else. But we will see. I'll be back next week. Don't worry. What's left of me? Well, okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train. Stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family. And God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on The Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!